Court appointed is meant to be for entertainment purposes and basic legal information only.
Nothing in this podcast should be considered as legal representation nor legal advice.
Only use the knowledge presented herein to dazzle your friends or possibly win bar trivia.
Two Dudes Perspective on Legal Frivolity. I'm your co-host, Mike Meadows. I'm a lawyer and a dude and having trouble talking.
And I'm your other co-host. Now I'm having trouble. Tommy Smurl. And I am just a dude.
Kind of stuttered there a little bit on the opening.
I know. Well, we're under extreme pressure here.
It's not like I've ever done it before.
I know. Well, you messed up, and then I was looking at you while I was trying to say it. It caused me to mess up. You glitched me.
I did.
It doesn't take much.
Well, this is a special abbreviated version of court-appointed. Just to give you all an update, we're calling it a court-appointed brief.
Oh, that's clever. Like a court brief? Is
or,
that where you're going for?
Or just brief, like in brevity, like short.
Oh, like underwear?
No.
Like tighty-whities?
Nope.
Those kind of briefs?
Short, concise.
Oh, okay. Right to the point.
Right to the
point. The point is, we don't have an episode this week.
Nope, but we wanted to give you all our holiday episode schedule.
Our holiday lineup.
So today, we're dropping this, as the kids say, on the 16th. And this is going to be our brief episode. And then we have a new episode that's going to come out on the 23rd. It's going to be a Christmassy themed episode.
Jingle bells. No, that's Silver Bells. I don't even have the right song. I'm not prepared for Christmas. I've got a long way to go.
No, you're not. I can't believe it's Christmas already.
I know. That'll be our Christmas episode on the 23rd, right?
Correct.
And
then on the 30th, we're taking a week off.
Yep, we won't be here at all. We won't even be here briefly.
No. No, not even briefly.
But after the first of the year, we'll be back strong.
That's
on January 6th, we'll have a regular episode.
On 2020.
If we have time by then. In 2020, is that the TV show? Are we going to be on 2020?
Yeah.
All right.
You'll be in 2020.
I felt like we're advertising for other people. Somebody on our last episode on the Facebook page, they were discussing all the other podcasts you could go to and hear about the same story.
Yeah. If you like Court Appointed, check out these other ones. They're way better.
Yeah, go to them. Listen to those other ones. You don't need Court Appointed for this.
Well, I think, though, in January in 2020, we're going to probably redo our intro and outro a little bit, I think.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
There's going to be some changes.
Yeah?
Yeah. I told you about it.
You mean the music?
No, not the music. The verbiage, the wording.
Oh, the wording?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't know I could say anything.
Well, we're not.
Well, I'm not saying anything.
We're just teasing it.
Oh, so I'm not saying anything yet.
No, you got to check back in January.
We have a secret, but we can't tell you about it right now.
That's right.
We'll be able to in the future.
Ooh.
The ghost of Christmas future has things in store for young Mike.
Well, since we that sounds ominous. Since we are getting close to Christmas, I thought I would ask you a question.
All right. I'll try to give you an answer.
Who is your favorite reindeer?
Well, probably, I guess Rudolph is the one everybody sings about.
He is.
But, you know, I'm kind of like, I'm one of those guys that's always right in the middle of the pack. Mm-hmm. You know, I never had any trouble getting C's because C's are average and I'm an average guy. I think I've said that before. So I'll take one of the ones down in there, like maybe Donner.
Well, here are my favorite from most favorite to least favorite.
Oh, you've got them ranked, huh?
I do.
Oh, well, I never thought about them that hard.
Vixen, Prancer, Rudolph, Dancer, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Dasher, and then finally Blitzen.
Did you say Rudolph?
I did.
Oh, okay.
He's third.
That was quick.
He's third.
He was third?
Yeah.
Who's batting cleanup?
That's Dancer.
Okay.
Dancer's batting cleanup. But Blitzen just seems kind of smug, if you ask me.
Oh, is that why he's last?
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Well, you know, you're going to be flying around all night. You got to be pretty confident.
He's like Maverick from Top Gun. He is dangerous.
He is. Well, you know, I always wonder, you got those reindeer up there flying around,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's one thing when a bird craps on your head, but what if the reindeer do? That'd be pretty bad, wouldn't it? Be
like a bunch of little pellets raining down on you.
It's raining. I think they're chocolate drops.
Those aren't chocolate drops.
Don't eat them.
You've seen the Rudolph movie though, right?
Oh, yeah.
The cartoon?
Yeah. Well, the cartoon or the claymation one?
Well, the claymation one.
Yeah.
That's the one I always think of whenever I say it.
Yeah.
Somebody told me one time I look like Yukon Cornelius.
Well, with that beard, you kind of do.
Yeah. I was thinking about dressing up as him for Christmas.
Well, you probably could. You can slam your pickaxe in the ground and then lick it and say, gold! There's gold!
Silver and gold.
Silver.
Silver and gold. Silver and gold.
Yeah. I'll be Burl Ives. I'll be the old fat snowman.
I can see that. Well, also coming up after this episode drops will be Candle Nights. Candle Nights will be on the 21st, right?
That's right.
So I hope everybody's coming to that and has tickets to it.
Well, there's going
to
be a lot more there. We're in a bigger venue this year.
That's right.
I say we like I'm a part of it. I'm just a dad. I'm just there to help out. Well, actually, Mary and I are decorating the stage.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll be in charge of the decorations and the ushers and things like that. I understand that I am going to be there firing people.
Yeah.
That's a special thing to raise money for a charity is you can come up and give a donation and I'll fire you just like I did Griffin.
You're going to have your own firing booth?
Apparently. You're fired.
Yeah.
I have to put on a bad wig and a suit and say, you're fired.
People might start throwing rotten vegetables at you if you do that. And I don't know where the rotten vegetables come from. But
see, I was firing people before he was. I was firing Griffin long before Apprentice was ever on.
You did, yeah. That's very true.
Him and his Lollapalooza excuse.
I thought it was Bonnaroo.
Bonnaroo, whatever it was. Burning Man. It was one of those hippie things. One of those hippie things all those millennials are going to. I don't know. But yeah, we'll be doing that. And I believe that we're going to be participating in the Hallmark story again this year.
Yeah, I think they are doing another Hallmark story.
There'll be a stretch for me in my acting. I'll be playing Sydney's dad.
Oh, you're going to be playing her father?
Yeah, I did last year, and I got to do it again this year. So that's a real stretch for me acting-wise.
I can't remember. I played a part in it last year, too, but I can't remember which part I played.
Weren't you... you were the lawyer.
Was I the lawyer?
Yeah, you came in and read the something to do with the legal something or another that made it so that, I don't know, something happened.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
There was drinking involved, so I'm not sure.
It's very festive.
I asked them if they could write drinking into the script for Mary and I this year.
Yeah.
As we play our parts, we could be their parents and we come and go throughout the thing progressively getting more inebriated.
Yeah.
Because it would follow what was probably going to be going
on backstage. The storyline anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's probably going to do it for our brief. We're trying to keep it brief.
Well, all right. Well, then that's it. And we will see you at our Christmas episode where we won't see you. You'll listen to us if you choose to. We hope you choose to.
Well, you'll hear us.
Leave us in someone's stocking as a special gift. And don't forget about our sweaty balls. Hopefully they're SNL fans, so they know what I'm saying.
Yeah, hopefully. Otherwise, we may have just lost some listeners. Thanks to everybody for listening, and thanks to MCRB for use of their song, Dr. Lawyer Indian Chief.
We're proud to be coming to you almost live from Smurl Studios, high atop Three Last Mountain.
And we want to thank Audio Boom for being a part of their network.
And we also want to thank the McElroy Stable Podcast for helping give us our start. Their podcasts include Bim Bam, Sawbones, Still Buffering, and many other fine offerings.
If you have the chance, take the time to rate and review us on iTunes, especially if you like us. And if you didn't, don't bother.
You're not supposed to say that.
You're going to edit that out though, aren't you?
Why? You never did.
Thanks for listening. This has been Court Appointed. I'm your co-host, Mike Meadows. I'm a lawyer and a dude.
And I'm your other co-host, Tommy Smurl. And I am just a dude. Hello, and welcome to Tommy's Random Thoughts. Today's random thought is customer service. I find that what is offered as customer service these days is greatly lacking. This seems to be for two main reasons, which really, when I think about it, it is for only one reason that seems to have two main ways to handle solving the problem of customer service. Before I state the problem, here are the two solutions that most companies employ. 1. Automation. To do anything with a company these days, you must deal with robots. They are the gatekeepers to humanity in customer service.
Please listen carefully, as our options have changed. Press 1 for your balance. Press 2 for store hours. Press 3 if you have an address change.
And so on and so on. But how often do none of these choices fit why you called? Then sometimes you are doing your best and end up right back at the main menu where you started. I think the real goal of most automated customer service is to get you to give up and hang up. They don't want to talk to you. Most have a message that says, "For faster service, go to our website at eatcrap.com, and you can do anything that you are hanging on the phone for to do here, you dumbass you." Then there are the AI-type robots. I tried to explain these to my 86-year-old father, but I might as well have been speaking another language. He had no idea what I meant. He carries on conversations with these robots that call about car warranties or health care or credit card offers or whatever their scam is, and he tries to talk them into making an honest living and giving this stuff up. I say, "Dad, they are not real. They are robots." He says, "No, they talk to me and answer my questions and ask me questions." I said, "Dad, they are AI programmed." There's a long pause. He starts to talk. Then a longer pause. Then, "What the hell is AI?" "Dad, I will never be able to explain this concept to you. Just know they are robots and only care about getting your personal information or your money or both. When I call a customer service number and get one of these kinds of robots, I always find myself screaming in the phone, "Customer representative! Customer representative!" over and over. Again, their main job is to discourage you and get you to hang up. The other thing they do is offer to chat in like a DM box with you. I got one of those the other day that said, "Please state your problem." So I wrote that I was getting charged for a service I didn't know anything about and I would like it removed. It typed back to me, "I am a very young robot and don't have many experiences. Can you type something simpler?" I said, "Extra charge, please remove." It came back with, "Still too complex, please restate." I typed, "Bill, bad." It then said, "Do you want your balance or to pay your bill online?" I then typed, "Customer representative, customer representative." The other way they choose to not handle customer service is, 2, outsourcing. Now, this is not meant as being in any way derogatory. I cannot speak any other language than English, and I don't really do that greatly or even bigly. So I give anyone from any other country that speaks a different language great props that they make the effort to learn English to earn a living and try to provide for themselves and their families. And maybe it is me, because I have to turn on subtitles whenever I am listening to an English-based show like Game of Thrones or Doctor Who, and especially for Australian shows. I can't understand a word that Australians say other than mate. I guess the same goes for New Zealanders, but I don't see as many shows from there, or else I can't tell the difference. I don't know which. I even need subtitles for The Walking Dead, or else I would never know what Daryl says. Anyway, the point is, it is very frustrating when I can't understand what this person from another country is saying, and they don't know for sure what I am saying. I'm sure there are terms or phrases that we use here that they have never heard, and when I ask, "Do you know what I mean?" they do not know what I mean. While it is very frustrating and aggravating, I do not blame the people on the phone. They are doing the best they can and just trying to improve their lot in life. I can, however, blame the company they work for that made this decision to handle customer service in this manner. This brings me to what the real problem is. Companies see no value in customer service. They don't care if you are upset or claim you don't want to do business with them again. I mean, like Amazon, they make like $500 billion a year. I can just see them. Tommy is not going to order those four Christmas gifts he orders every year anymore. Quick, call Bezos. We have to do something now. They don't care. United Airlines literally beats up passengers. But if you can find a cheaper flight on United, you will book it in a heartbeat. They don't care. All their answers to customer service are to get you to give up and hang up and accept whatever they do. They hold all the cards. Most of these companies freely admit it as they have changed that department name to customer relations, not service. It's true. They are having relations with you, and when they are done, you don't even get a kiss. I dread whenever I have a problem that arises that will entail dealing with customer relations, because I know I am going to end up yelling at someone and screaming and threatening, but nothing positive ever happens, because they don't care. It does no good to ask for a supervisor because they don't have any. They just swap calls with the guy in the next cubicle, because none of them ever know any more than the other. And you know why they can do that? Why it is allowed by the company they are employed by to handle their customer relations? Because they don't care. This has been Tommy's Random Thoughts.